Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Shortage of food. Is this something that's on your radar and you're thinking about it and you're stocking up and you're doing whatever you need to do to protect your family? Does this worry you? Doing a little reading on this. It's amazing how this is a front and center issue for a whole lot of folks. This is what's on your mind. If that's what's on your mind, I'd love to hear from you today. You can text us, 701-237-1590. Text away. Call us, 271-1100. 271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. Are you worried about a food shortage? Is a food shortage real in your mind? Real as in you think about it and you believe it to be a genuine possibility. Tell me that answer today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Toll free at 855-200-1776 as well. 855-200-1776. I got to tell you, I don't think about it. Kev, I don't get up each day and have some cornflakes and go, geez, I wonder, you know, when this box of cornflakes is out, am I going to get another box of cornflakes? Should I be?
Oh man, I don't know. You keep thinking that America will find a way, but man, the more you just keep, you know, cutting the hamstrings on her, you know, taking out that Achilles, it's hard to keep running. I don't know. It's definitely a concern. I mean, you look at the pending diesel shortage and the things they're talking about and rationing and ugh. I mean, it's all just so avoidable. I mean, so, you know, imagine if he'd have just left it alone. Imagine if he'd have just left everything
alone. You put this on Say It Ain't So Joe.
Oh, of course.
So say he gets shellacked on Tuesday. There's this Republican tsunami. A wave plus. Republicans take back control of Congress. Does that ease your concerns?
Yes.
Okay.
He still has the veto thing, though, but it calms some concerns about the out-of-control spending that's going on.
Yeah, which is leading to a lot of
problems. He won't be able to print more money.
Yeah.
None of this BS will get green-lighted.
Let us know what you think. You can text us, 701-237-1590. You can call us, and we love hearing from you. 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. Today, when you got up, somewhere in the back of your mind, were you thinking, food shortage? This food shortage is real. It could happen. Is this top of mind for you? Let me know what you think. Love to hear from you. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Mark Levin was talking about this last night in a way that prompted me to say, wow, you know, maybe I should spend a little more time thinking about this. Because as I say, I don't get up. I mean, I certainly get up saying, Lord, is this the day that we'll be done with Joe Biden? is this the day? What percentage of Americans do you think get up and go, oh, I'm so excited to find out what Joe Biden's going to do today. I'm really excited to find out what his latest initiative is. Boy, I hope he talks about insulin. Maybe he's going to talk about, you know... I don't know. I mean, is it 10%? Is it 20%? What percent is it?
I have no idea.
Don't think it's a high number. Do you?
Well, you saw the, speaking of talking about insulin, you bring up the, you're talking about the blunder that he had. But again, another major gaffe, a lie.
Okay, I don't have my blunder button today, so you're gonna have to help me out here.
Just listen carefully.
When I passed this law, it included everybody, not just seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was, we said, okay, you know how much it costs to make that insulin drug for diabetes? Cost. It was invented by a man who did not patent it because he wanted it available for.
Well, keep going.
Everyone. I spoke to him. Okay.
It's just a life.
I spoke to him. Okay. Well, I don't know how we would have spoke to him because the guy died in 1941, a year before Joe was born. So I don't know.
No.
Canadian,
right.
Canadian scientist Frederick Banting. He's the guy, and died and passed away. It's simple search right here, February of 1941. George was born, Joe was born in 1942. So. I don't know how he talked to the guy. Maybe he has a psychic or some sort of a, you know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I talked to him. He always
got to
go a bridge too far.
You bet. I talked to him. Hey, he's a buddy.
Yeah. Always. Let us know what you think. Text 701-237-1590. We have one listener that would like you to adopt them, Kevin. I would really like to be in his foundation after he wins the lotto.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. You'll have to apply, but we'll work it out. We'll see what happens.
The lotto drawing is tonight.
Yep. You got your tickets?
I did, on your advice, buy a ticket.
I did. I did, too. I got mine. I got five.
You should get commission on the sale of my lotto tickets, because...
I'll take whatever you got if you nail it, buddy. You win it?
Exactly right. You can text me, too, 701-237-1590. My personal text number, 701-367-2054. Listener says, I'm with you, Scott. I just don't think about this stuff. Well, you could drive yourself crazy thinking about this stuff. You get up today and you can say, hey, it's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. I've got things to do. I got a wonderful wife and great kids. Isn't life great? Or you can think, I wonder what Joe Biden's going to screw up today. I wonder what he's messing with in my life today. I choose the latter. The former. The first one.
Exactly.
Because I just don't want to... have any more fun. Another texter said, did you hear Levin last night talk about Citizens for Sanity? I did. Have you heard of Citizens for Sanity, Kev?
Yeah, I've heard him talking about it. I haven't heard much in detail, but yes, I've heard of it.
They put up some billboards, I guess, around the country. I haven't seen any of these. I'd love to see a few of them. One of them says, protect pregnant men from climate discrimination.
Oh, it's classic.
There's
That's
another
good.
Billboard up that says, open the jails, open the borders, close the schools, vote progressive this November.
Hey, that sounds awfully microaggressive to me.
It's almost
bordering sarcasm. Yeah. I don't know that's acceptable anymore.
See what else they have at Citizens for Sanity. Violent criminals deserve our compassion and respect. This fall, stand strong for progressive values. Yeah.
There it is.
Sounds like you're standing up for what's-his-face there in San Francisco. You know what I'm saying?
Paulie B? Yeah.
Yeah. Vote to keep our borders, jails, and bathrooms open. Vote progressive. Okay. I like the bathroom reference there. Another. Too much freedom is a bad thing. Get your IRS audit today. Citizens for Sanity, I tell you. They're beautiful. If you don't like being audited, then you're the problem, says another. And here's one other one. Don't let the radical right
put our neighborhood street gangs behind bars. Support Joe Biden and progressive candidates. Yeah. The radical right, going to put those street gangs behind bars. Gosh, are they bad.
Oh, I mean, if you listen to Barack Obama yesterday and, you know, all the campaign stops he's making, man, it's just they're the worst of the worst.
Exactly right.
Did you hear any of that nonsense?
Yeah, I did.
Talk about, I mean, accusing people of what you're actually doing.
It's disconnected from reality.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah. Listener, text in to me, 367-2054. We've always stocked up before winter just in case we get snowed in. We live out in the sticks. Well, that makes sense. That to me is a little different than, you know, I'm going to go to the grocery store and there's going to be bare shelves. You know, that's my question. Are you of the opinion that there is a food shortage that is imminent? That's the question of the day here.
I'm not a prepper, but we've been stocking for a good year, I would say.
Because you're worried about the shelves being bare?
I'm just getting to what I need. You're a little there, a little here. Yep.
All right. Busy show today. More of your answers when we come back. Don't go away.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include 480 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of excellent cropland in McHenry County near Upham, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 123 acres of cropland in Clay County, and 401 acres of cropland in Douglas County. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
They called them crazy when they started out. Said 17's too young to know what love's about. They've been together 58 years now. That's crazy.
Freedom Matters USA Studios. This is What's on Your Mind. Glad you're listening today on the program. I'm Scott Hannon, along with Kevin Flynn. Busy one today. We have Scott Jensen coming up at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Scott Jensen. Get an update on how that Minnesota race for governor is
continuing. And then we have discussion on Measure 1. This one is a term limits measure, in case you don't remember. And this one is in favor of term limits. So we'll talk about that today on the program. Secretary of State candidate Charles Tuttle will be here as well. So a packed show as we count down to Election Day and get you all the information. Meantime, we've got some open phone time. 271-1100, and also 855-200-1776. Some listeners weighing in here. Nice to listen this morning. You and Kevin are fun together. We're having fun.
Well, that's the idea, I think. Yeah, you bet.
Exactly right. Another, just remember, we aren't supposed to live in fear.
Amen.
That's true. That's why I don't get up every day thinking about this stuff.
I don't worry really much. You know, it's concerning. I usually add the word that it's concerning. And, you know, I worry once the point I go to the store and it's actually not there. And it, with the toilet paper thing last year, but there was a couple of things where you just go, man, wait a minute. This should not be happening. Overall, this should not be happening.
Text us 237-1590. Some planning doesn't hurt. That's true. You asked if we wake up thinking about this almost every day. I don't try to let fear reign in my life. Don't want to be stupid either. Even Joseph, prince of Egypt, stocked the bins of Pharaoh for a 7-year famine. That's true.
Well, that's about spot on for me. Yep.
This is true. All right. A few others. Let me get to those. The primary reason our city of Fargo is deteriorating is due to the insane focus on growth. Growth is in quotes there, i.e. exploding our population, which has directly led to the rapid increase in crime, cost of living, homelessness, and leftist governance. We don't need more people. We need to find a way to reach equilibrium. Grinberg and those who push growth are a hard no for me. Another, please ask Kevin if he would adopt me. I'd really like to be in his foundation after he wins the lotto tonight.
I'm getting a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to manifest. Yeah, like I asked our money guy earlier this morning, I said, when I win the lottery tonight, you're going to be one of the, you know, first group of calls I make. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
And, of course, Brian Kronk always has a good plan for that.
Did he give
and you know what the you know what the number one rule is if you win the lottery, if you won this thing tonight? Number one rule, don't tell anyone.
Very good point.
Sign the ticket and get it in a safe. Not a safe place. Get it in a safe. Lock the safe and then call your attorney.
Yeah.
Attorney, accountant, and financial advisor are the first three calls you make after, of course, you tell your significant other if you have.
You thought about this a lot.
We interviewed a guy back in the day that wrote a book called What to Do If You Win the Lottery. Remember in the 80s when the lotteries really started, and the state level really started coming on, the New York State? Arizona had a big state lottery, and I wrote a book, and we had him out. I'm like, wow, that makes sense. Don't tell anybody, because the second it's out, the phones start rolling in, boy. And, hey, can I borrow a couple of grand for this? Or you know, the hands will be out everywhere. With this kind of win, oh, my gosh. I don't think you could ever divulge your identity.
You'd have to... in your bank account, don't you? You've got to...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's happening.
It's solid. It's a matter of hours.
Yep.
We'll have although you can't tell us tomorrow, then. You're going to be quiet. You're going to have it in the safe.
No, if I'm here, then I probably did. Then I didn't win it, usually, is the deal.
Okay.
If I just mysteriously don't show up, then you know where I am.
Are you concerned about a food shortage? Question of the day, 701-237-1590 to text us, 237-1590 to call us, 271-1100.
Go ahead. Then we've got Fred and Wings got some wisdom for us.
Well, I can't wait for Fred and Wing's wisdom. So,
Fred, what's on your mind?
Hey, Fred, what's on your mind?
Well, I got a lot on my mind. I miss you guys. I try to put you on the computer. I can't hear you from out here now in Wing area. So I try to put it on the computer. Well, then I can't follow that around to my tractor. And then my tractor, I got one tractor I can sit on one hill and still hear 1,100. So we're missing you out here. Love you guys. Just glad to, every once in a while, if I get a chance, I can tune in on the computer. That doesn't work very good for us, but it's better than nothing. How are you guys?
Well, thank you.
Okay. Well, that's good. We have a big election coming up here. As you guys know, I'm not very keen on the voting machine, but I listened to your guy talk the other day, and I listened to Kevin Cramer, and I listened to Hogan, and everybody says, you know, let's just not talk about these machines. Or let's have, well, you had the other day, you had a guy on there talking about, let's just make sure that we have a little audit here to prove to everybody that these machines are just fine and nothing's going on wrong with them. Then we have Mike Lindell, who you had on, who said, they will just turn the machine on and we will have a 49-51 election. Now that's happening right now in Brazil. And the election that's going on in Israel with Netanyahu, it's going to take them another day to count their votes, but they put them all in a paper box. Now, all the ballots are paper, and they don't get switched over to the Dominion machine. And so there's two contrasts to what we want out here right there. Israel might take another day to count them, but they're going to find out what's right. In Brazil, they're using the machines, and China's going to get another communist government on their side, and they're going to go in and they're going to rape South America. You know, they're just going to use this communist government to infiltrate it, just like our communist government now is infiltrating us. So, I don't know. I'd just like to see us just get rid of them. And you know, Mr. Cramer and the guys from that are in our office that take care of these voting machines, they just, even though they might be all right, maybe, but we don't like them. We want to get rid of them anyway. But it seems like a power thing. They just got to have them. Why is that, Scott?
I don't know. Can we do it without them? Then we should, right?
Well, that's what the people want to do without them, even if it is more inconvenient.
Right.
Everybody I talk to says we don't need this possibility of infiltration from another country or from what I call the Uniparty. Who is telling these guys, our Republican senators and congressmen, that this has got to be like this? You know, like I said, let's get everybody to come and vote. And let's let them smash them with a sledgehammer right out in front of the precinct. And we'd have the best voter turnout we ever had. And I don't know. I have a hard time going to voting. And I thank you guys down there for letting me talk, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Hearing from you. Thanks a bunch. Fred and Wynn, call again. God bless you. Take a short break. Scott Jensen, when we come back, candidate for governor in Minnesota, the Energizer Bunny. He doesn't stop. We'll talk about Measure 1 before we're done today. Secretary of State candidate Charles Tuttle will be here. And more of your comments on whether or not you think a food shortage is real.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself in a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Take it from the people that own one. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia is doing an about-face and said on Wednesday it will resume participation in an agreement allowing grain exports to leave Ukrainian ports. That's days after suspending it after an involvement over an alleged attack on its Black Sea fleet. Since July, the grain deal was a crucial step to help alleviate the deepening food crisis around the world. The Federal Reserve's meeting this week will conclude today with another interest rate hike to try to calm the raging inflation in America. A hefty 3/4 point hike is expected. So far this year, the Fed has raised the rate of its key rate 5 times at an aggressive pace to keep the threat of recession in check. Financial guru Steve Forbes.
He was recklessly late in fighting the inflation plaguing us today. Now he's making the opposite mistake. He's overdoing it, thereby plunging us into an unnecessarily severe downturn. No wonder Powell's prestige is crashing.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
To Fred and Wing.
Rolling out the window and I'm
chilling on a hilltop road in Wingman, North Dakota.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Back on What's On Your Mind. Thanks for listening, folks. 28 before the top of the hour, and we continue now with our friend Dr. Scott Jensen, who is like the Energizer Bunny.
Dr. J. Dr. J, we call him. He's a new Dr. J.
Wow, yeah.
Slam dunk this thing, Doc.
You've given him a nickname. We're going to chat with him in just a moment here on the program, see if he accepts your nickname, Kevin. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, the folks that bring you home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Let me give you an idea of some of the great specials. Euland, Minnesota, Salisbury Steak today, Glendon, Minnesota, Tater Tot Hot Dish, Downtown Fargo, NP Avenue, Beefy Noodles, 12th Avenue and I-29 Salisbury Steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish Meatballs or Chicken Bowl. Beef and noodles in Harwood today. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Dr. Jensen, welcome back. How are you?
I'm terrific, and thank you. And in terms of Dr. J, I've been called that before, but recently at a debate on radio with Tim Walz, he called me Bruce Wayne, which was Batman, so I'm not sure which one I'm going to go with.
Yeah, whatever world he's in.
Yeah, he kind of does. Yeah, I was going to say, what was the modus operandi of that nickname? Who knows?
He was going off. You know, he loses his temper, and I would think rather than be held accountable for some of his policy decisions, he just sort of threw out this comment that Dr. Jensen thinks that you can just be like Bruce Wayne and press the button, and all of a sudden everything turns to Batman or something. I think that's probably why he doesn't debate, is he doesn't really like to be asked to explain why he did what he did, or he certainly doesn't want to tell us what he knows and when he knew it in terms of the feeding our futures fraud.
Well, it's because you can't defend the indefensible, right? It's kind of the way it works.
That's exactly right.
We've been talking a little bit about food shortages and whether people are concerned about that. Are you hearing from people about that issue, or the issue of how much more things are going to be costing them for Thanksgiving dinner and things like that? Is that top of mind for Minnesotans?
It is, and I think we've seen a statistic that might be a little misleading, where the cost of groceries from 1 year to now, or from a year ago to now, might be up 20, 24, 26%, depending upon what you're talking about. But if you actually look at our staples, if you look at bread and milk, eggs and cheese and butter, you could make the case that literally we're up 50 to 75% over the last couple of years. We've got a gallon of milk or a loaf of bread in many places being anywhere from $4 to $5, and we have an egg that, you know, a couple of years ago you might have been able to get an egg for 6-7 cents, and now you're paying a quarter or maybe even a little more than that. I think I was just told yesterday by a constituent that they had to pay $4 for a dozen eggs at one place. Typically, I think it's a little cheaper than that, maybe in the area of $3, but this is a big deal, and I think that we've seen the inadvertent supply chain fracture. We saw it with the baby formula, and I think that when you've got people just sort of going off the rails and making willy-nilly decisions, we see the mortgage interest rate for housing go from literally a little over 2% to over 7%, almost tripling. And we've got a huge issue, and I think things are definitely going to get worse.
Is food shortages a concern?
I think, in addition,
obviously, the price is, you know, is that another concern you're hearing?
Yeah, I think we know that from looking at the food shelf programs and what their inventory is, it's a big concern. There's more and more people feeling food insecure, so they're tapping into the food shelves. The food shelves have identified in multiple situations that they're short on some of the specific staples that they need to be. And then there's just the whole question of feeding the nation and feeding the world. And I think there will be a food shortage in part because I think we see more and more land taken out of production. We certainly have the ebbs and the flows, if you will, of the yields in terms of, you know, how much are we getting from our fields. But I think there will very likely be a food shortage. And I think the adverse business climate in which the producers, whether you're talking pork, beef, poultry, I think when you start seeing what's happening, and I think sometimes our government agencies aren't really working with food producers are oftentimes working in opposition to it, feels antagonistic. I think we definitely will potentially run into some food shortage situations.
An emailer sends a note in that U.S. diesel shortage is worsening. Inventories crashed to multi-year lows. U.S. refiners permanently shut down some refinery capacity at the start of the pandemic when fuel demand plunged. A diesel shortage and high diesel prices don't bode well for the global economy, which could tip into recession at some point next year. There's another worry, I guess, right?
Yes, and I would actually say that if you look at the classic definition of a recession, we're there. Jim Walz is going to do everything he can to convince people that we're not. He's going to take this one isolated measurement of an unemployment rate of 1.8% and say, see, everything is hunky-dory. But I think most people see through that. The fact is, if you look at the fact that we've been a negative growth in GDP for two quarters in a row, which in many economists' book would constitute a recession, we have that. And then if you look at pre-pandemic employment levels to now, we still have not gotten to pre-pandemic employment levels. And the other thing is we've had some 100,000 plus people leave the workforce over the last couple of years. That's why our unemployment rate is so low. It's not because we have a good economy. It's that many people feel disrespected and demoralized, and they just left the workforce and said, we don't need you. And a lot of those folks are between the ages of 55 and 75.
Wow. Dr. Scott Jensen with his questions or comments. Welcome. You can text 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. Listener wants to know if the excitement for your campaign is as strong in the Twin Cities as it is in the outlying areas.
We are real impressed with what's going on in the suburbs and the exurbs. In terms of the highly dense urban core of Minneapolis and St. Paul, we spent a lot of time there, but it's harder to get a read on exactly what's happening. We're confident that we're doing better, but honestly, greater Minnesota, and you take an area like northwestern Minnesota, and you take Moorhead and Crookston and East Grand Forks and Thief River Falls and Fergus Falls and Alexandria and Menominee and Detroit Lakes and that Grand Rapids, Park Rapids area. We've been up there so much. Last Saturday, we were in Moorhead. Yesterday, I think we had Matt Burke meeting with North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer in Crookston. A few weeks ago, I was in East Grand Forks. Last year, I was in Thief River Falls. I've been in constant contact with Senator Mark Johnson. And I think that honestly, there is so much common sense from Greater Minnesota, and they are pumped and ready to make a change. We need them to get out like never before. We need them to vote at the same kind of level that they would have voted in the presidential elections in 2016 and 2020. Yesterday, 2 days ago, we had Governor Kim Reynolds from Iowa, fly up to help us in the Minneapolis area. We had an event, and it was standing room only. This Friday, we've got Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel from the RNC flying in to have a rally with us. I think there's a tremendous amount of energy, and people realize it. Tim Walz has absolutely failed on crime. He's failed on the economy. He's failed on our kids. And I think a lot of people realize that he quits. He quits on people. He quit on seniors when he refused to take the lead and get rid of the double taxation on Social Security. He quit on seniors when it came to locking them into nursing homes and wouldn't allow their loved ones to come and be with them, so these people had to die alone. He locked the kids out of school. He quit on the cops. He quit on the National Guard. He quit on the State Patrol. People realize that Tim Walz really isn't much of a leader. I think he just likes to be emperor.
Let's go to Eric in Moorhead. Question for Dr. Scott Jensen. Go ahead, Eric.
Dr. Jensen, first I want to thank you for having the courage to run for governor, because it's not easy in the state of Minnesota. The Democrats have a very tight hold on it. But what I wanted to ask is, of course, we all know about the increase in crime. New York, California used to lead the nation. It seems like Minnesota is leading it, and down in the cities, it's terrible. But there's also more crimes, the scams. More and more is coming out about these feed the future. You know, it seems like Governor Walz is the fraud father of feed the future, and now more scamming of our taxpayers' money is coming out. I just want to know if your administration will look deeper into all these other nonprofits in the cities that have been bunking the American taxpayer in the state of Minnesota.
You are spot on, and you make a really good point. Sometimes what may get reported in the newspaper might be the violent crime, maybe the 10 or 11 shootings that occurred on a given weekend, or maybe a multiple homicide. But what you're really seeing is a culture that's poisoning our society. We're seeing Tim Walz telling Minnesotans not to expect or anticipate from his administration auditing and accountability. You see pretty clearly that he's saying, I can't tell you when I learned what I knew, and I can't tell you what I knew because the FBI is still involved in an investigation. And he says first he learned of it in April of 2020. Then his staff corrects him and says, no, it was the summer of 2020. Then they correct their correction and say it was in November of 2020. But regardless of when it was that he learned about the Feeding Our Futures fraud, he had an obligation to report it to the Office of the Legislative Auditor, and he didn't do it. He didn't do it for somewhere between 6 to 12 months, and that's breaking the law. So I think there's a culture that is literally running amok in Minnesota. We had hundreds of millions of daycare fraud, and Tim Walz held nobody accountable. We have hundreds of millions of fraud through the Feeding Our Futures scam, and Tim Walz is basically just trying to duck it. I think he's trying to hope that he can sweep it under the rug until after the election. We've got cost overruns on the Southwest Light Rail of $1 billion almost. If we would just take these waste, fraud, and overruns, we wouldn't have to have Tim Walz parading around trying to act like Santa Claus and giving out a Walz check for $500 to every household. Every household in Minnesota would have $1,000 in their pocket. There's an attitude that waste and fraud, if you get away with it or it's reported, other than right now, he's not going to enforce it. He's not going to do an audit. He's not going to hold anybody accountable. I think Minnesotans have every right to ask themselves, who is he trying to protect?
Eric, appreciate your call very much, and we're going to continue with Dr. Scott Jensen after the break. Questions or comments are welcome for him on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025.
committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think about it. It's brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Ready to launch your small business? Or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thinkacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thinkacoalworker.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wine stains on the cowhide rug, blue jeans in the hallway, high heels in the bathroom tub, truck ain't in my driveway. We got this thing that we do, I ain't surprised. When we mix me with some you girl every time.
When you rock my Tim McGraw t-shirt like you're trying to drive me crazy. Yeah, I'm that cool.
$32.6 billion in impact. North Dakota's oil and natural gas industry supporting local businesses and, of course, every corner of North Dakota. Local businesses, good-paying jobs, investing in the great state of North Dakota. Advancing the possibilities across the state. $32.6 billion. Woo! 11 before the top of the hour, one more segment with Dr. Scott Jensen, candidate for governor. We're days away from the ballot. Some folks voting already, so get to it. Kevin in Fergus Falls with a question for Dr. Scott Jensen. Go ahead, Kevin.
Thank you, Dr. Scott and Kevin. I just want to thank you, just like the previous caller, for standing up for Minnesota. I can tell you we've got 8 votes coming your way. We ain't much here, but my whole family's going for you, and you're the only voice of reason that we have right now, and you've got it, dude. We're hoping. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I have to tell you, though, that when you say we aren't much, I disagree. You are much. You are literally the energy that's fueling our movement, and I think that that's why I think we have a hope that even though Minnesota has traditionally been a blue state, I think there's an energy, there's a movement out there because people are tired of Tim Walz's his demonizing his enemies. He's a bully. He is. And he certainly has the money to move things around. But I think he's trying to distract voters from what really matters. And I think one of the things that really troubles me is he's disrespecting voters. He's disrespecting the seniors who have asked, can we please join the 2/3 of the states in this nation and not have our Social Security tax? He's not done it. He's disrespected the seniors who died in the nursing homes during the COVID vaccine. He's disrespected the parents by telling them that they don't know what's going on with their kids and their kids only missed 10 days of school during the lockdowns. He's just disrespectful. Now he's saying you don't get to have a debate either. So I think you're a big deal. The fact that you're calling in, engaging and all that, we need you just to keep on going for another 6 days.
Thanks,
thank
Kevin.
You so much.
Yep. Thank you.
You know, I got a text, Dr. Scott. It said, when it comes to Tim Walz, don't talk, just act. Don't say, just show. Don't promise, just prove. Go, Scott Jensen. That's kind of what we deal with. A lot of talk, a lot of says, a lot of promises, and there's never any really meat on the bone, so to speak.
An example of that would be this Friday night. You know, traditionally for more than 40 years, there's been a debate the Friday before the election on Almanac. And this year, I'll be there, but Almanac has advised me that I'll be alone because Tim Walz has said, no, I'm not doing that. I mean, he's clearly taking a page out of Joe Biden's playbook, and he's saying, I can pull the wool over the Minnesotans' eyes. I've got the ball on the 3-yard line, and all I need to get the ball across the goal line is the media to keep doing what they do for me, use my money, and use the machine. And I think Minnesotans are pushing back and saying, no, there's a movement out there that's not going to let you get the ball across the goal line. And that movement is made up of moms and dads and grandparents all across the state. It's made up of millennials and Gen Zs who realize how serious the situation is. We've gone from a $10 trillion national debt in 2010 to a $30 trillion debt 12 years later. It's tripled in 12 years. I think a lot of young people get it, and I think people understand clearly that what's on the ballot in November is leadership, inflation, crime, education. What are we doing to our kids? Let's get voter ID in place like 46 out of 47 countries in Europe do. Let's rewrite the emergency powers. Let's stop funding broken institutions. Let teachers teach. Let's let farmers farm. Let's protect the farmers. Let's let miners mine, loggers log. Let's get government out of the way. People recognize that we are literally on a downward spiral, and if we don't stop it, we will not recognize Minnesota.
Texter says, are you worried they will rig the election?
I'm always worried that there will be shenanigans because I think people through the years have been willing to do things. I think Steve Simon, the Secretary of State, testified before a committee in the Senate that every election has some shenanigans or disputable practices. But the question is always to what threshold is it going to hit? We have really done a good job, I think, this time around. We have 50% of the election judges will be Republicans, so it'll be an even split. We've got poll watchers. We've done pre-canvassing of districts, so we know where some of the problems might be. Many of our election judges in some of the high-concern areas are attorneys that have been through this before, or they are veteran election judges. So I think we're doing everything we can to make certain that all Minnesotans recognize that this is going to be a fair and trustworthy election. And if you try to cheat and you get caught, you're going to jail.
Let's hope so. Well, be safe on the campaign trail. I know you're not stopping, and we look forward to catching up before Election Day. But we're counting down till Tuesday, and It's been fun to watch, that's for sure. And you and your running mate, just keep at it. Thanks for the time today, and we appreciate the conversation throughout this campaign. It's been great.
Thank you so much. And remember, together, we can take the fight to Tim Walz. We can win, and we can heal Minnesota, and then we don't have to look back.
I love that campaign theme, Heal Minnesota. Certainly is necessary after a whole lot of shenanigans, as we said. All right, short break, back with more on What's on Your Mind after the timeout for the news break. Don't go away.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.